Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We've been looking through the book of Acts to see God moving in and through His church. And in Acts chapter 5, we've seen the apostles, Peter and John, be arrested, and we've seen them still proclaim the gospel. At the end of this story, they leave the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer. We must be careful when we read this passage, because it might be easy for us to say that we will accept the price of following Christ because He will always deliver miraculously. But deliverance is not what this is about. The deliverance directs our attention to the power of God. This is about the power of God moving through a church. And sometimes God chooses to deliver miraculously, and other times He chooses to deliver in a different way. You only have to turn the page a few times to read where Stephen is stoned in the middle of one of his sermons. Flip the page a few more times, and you'll see in Acts chapter 12 where James is killed by Herod. So this is not about comfort or safety. It's about trusting a sovereign God who sees far more than we see and is far more powerful than we are and knows how the church best advances. And sometimes the church best advances through miraculous deliverance. And sometimes it best advances through the testimony of martyrdom. But through it all, we are to entrust ourselves to His sovereign care. God can make the world look foolish when He delivers through miracle and continues the growth of His church. And He makes the world look foolish when He allows martyrdom to take place that leads to the spread of the gospel. And here's what I think we all who are born again, who are followers of Christ, long for. We long to see the power of God move in our churches. And the apostles see it in deliverance. But Stephen also experienced it in death. While the stones were flying all around him, he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God," which is the place of power. When we are filled with Christ, accept the price of following Him, and entrust ourselves to His sovereignty, we will see the power of God move and take ground from the enemy. And when we do that, Acts chapter 5, 42 won't sound so strange to us, but we will be able to echo back that song of the disciples and rejoice in strife. When you pray today, pray for David and Paula Marroquin and their kids, Paulina and Valeria, serving in Guatemala. Also, remember to pray for the Arabic broadcast heard in the target areas of Australia, Canada, and the USA.